Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski on Wednesday helped secure anonymous consent for the Senate to pass H.R. 5110, the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, which would make congressional intent abundantly clear and reverse a misinterpretation of law that is preventing schools from using federal education funds for hunter safety education and archery programs. The bill passed the U.S. House of Representatives by a margin of 424-1 on Wednesday, and next heads to the president's desk with support from overwhelming veto-proof majorities in both chambers. The Department of Education has taken congressional intent, stretched it, warped it, and used it to put hunter safety skills at risk for the next generation of Alaskans, said Senator Lisa Murkowski. Today, we sent a very clear message that hunting safety and archery are important life skills for countless Americans, especially Alaskans, and that school may continue to fund these hunter safety heritage programs. H.R. 5110, Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, corrects a problem created by the Department of Education in its guidance for the implementation of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Contrary to congressional intent, DOE sought to prohibit schools from using federal education fundings for classes and activities that use dangerous weapons.
Mayor Peter Michicki is hosting a community conversation about how to best to support all homeschool families. The meeting is to be held on October 5th at 6 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers in Soldanda. The mayor wants to hear from parents from all over the Kenai Peninsula borough, regardless of what homeschool program in which their children are enrolled. Mayor Michicki stated, "This is about hearing directly from parents who homeschool their kids in our borough. I want to know from homeschool family perspectives what their kids need to be successful. What are the unique challenges and advantages of homeschooling as they see it? I want families from every homeschool program available here on the peninsula to participate and contribute to this community conversation. I know they have vital things to share."
What are we missing? What can we do? What can we do better? And that's what that meeting is about. And the superintendent will be there. I believe the principal of Connections will be there. I just want to sit down with those families and have a community discussion.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland will be joining Mayor Michicki in this forum. They'll be there to listen to you. Topics include improvements that can be made to homeschooling to better serve kids, the specific needs for homeschooled students here in the Kenai Peninsula Borough, and what you and your family value most about homeschooling. In one aspect, the gathering will resemble an assembly meeting wherein people can step up to the podium and address the mayor and other leaders in the community.
An Anchorage couple has been indicted by a federal grand jury for using their nonprofit House of Transformations and other corporate entities as part of a scheme to fraudulently obtain millions of dollars in COVID-19 recovery funds. According to court documents, Rosaline Nataha Mavega, age 41, and Isu Lelele Mafuma Jr., 44, submitted applications for over $1.6 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds in April 2021. In the application, Mavega and Faluma falsely claims that the nonprofit would be providing housing, treatment, and vocational training services, and strengthened their request with inaccurate information on the finances, organization, and management of the House of Transformations. In August 2021, the municipality of Anchorage issued a check for approximately $1.6 million, which was deposited into the House of Transformations checking account. According to the indictment, instead of using these funds for the purposes identified in the grants, the defendants moved the money into their personal bank accounts and accounts associated with other corporations under their control. Both parties are charged with five federal counts. Next, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday.